Welcome to the Playing Through Podcast. Our team of four has a combined 50 years of experience working in the golf industry, and we're excited to bring you our unique perspective on the world of golf and other sports. Each week, we'll be discussing the latest news and trends in golf, as well as our reactions to current events in the wide world of sports. So, whether you're a diehard golf fan or just looking for some entertainment, we've got you covered. So grab your clubs and join as we play through.
Yep, let's go.
All right, so you guys might, you're probably going to have to carry me on this one. All right.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
My back's not ready for the hat.
Yeah. Chris has been working out.
Yeah, that's going to make a difference.
Hey, welcome back to the Playing Through Golf Podcast, where this week, your esteemed panel is going to discuss the redheaded stepson of the majors, the PGA Championship.
It is definitely the redheaded stepson.
Do you guys even know where it is?
Oak Hill.
Oak Hill.
Oak Hill in New York. But before we get there, shout out to Jason Day, who's had his first win in, what is it, 8 years?
That's outstanding.
This last weekend.
Yeah.
At, what is that, the AT&T? Byron Nelson?
AT&T Byron Nelson.
Byron Nelson.
Which is, what is that, at like TPC Craig Ranch or something?
Yep.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It's Craig Ranch.
A nice resort course. It's just awesome that he's back in it after everything that he went through with all his ailments. But almost 8 year gap between victories, and it looks like he might be playing with the same putter as Jacob.
Right,
TaylorMade Spider. Know what you got?
Oh. Well, I'm guessing he was making some fucking putts with it though.
He makes putts though. Yeah, he's an awesome putter actually.
Yeah.
I've been rolling them good, just coming up like a foot short though. So I'm getting them online now.
Oh, nice work there, Jordan.
Only get quicker as we go. It'll only get quicker as we go. Hey, so I did want to touch on a couple of things. First, you know, we haven't talked since the NFL draft. I'm just going to go ahead and say that I think the Arizona Cardinals won the draft, and not by any particular player, but by trading out that pick and getting a number one for next year from the Texans. So they're probably going to have picks one and two because the Cardinals are going to suck butt.
No, I'm thinking we'll have a low pick and then we'll probably make the playoffs and end up flaming out like normal, but
I think you're most certainly smoking the ganja if you think that. And I actually think that those two picks are going to come in pretty handy, whether or not they're one and two, but for you to trade up and get Caleb Williams, because I think your boy's days are numbered.
Oh no.
Don't think so?
Just wait.
That's a big contract for them to eat, but
he's gonna come back.
That's a huge contract for him to eat though.
Yeah, Denver will probably pick his ass up if that's the case.
Even trade.
Yeah, even trade.
I did like what the Bears did, but like I said, I think the Cardinals crushed it with that trade. Like the value that the Bears got before the draft and during the draft, I think is awesome. But I don't think Carolina Panthers are going to be picking. You know, their pick is not going to be that high. I think they're going to probably be middle of the road.
Well, it was kind of a fun draft to watch.
Oh, it's true. I thought it was.
I mean, that's one of the more entertaining ones with all the different trades and some of the bizarre picks and things like that. So
the over under for trades was three. Fuck, it was like three trades of the first five picks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I was a gambling man, which apparently, how many? Yeah,
I would.
How many college sports right now? Have, like, I know the Alabama baseball has one. Didn't Iowa State have a gambling issue?
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Like something like 15 student athletes. This is going to be like an ongoing thing, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to police this?
Well, and that's the problem. I don't know if they really know how. I don't even know if they really were looking for this. It just happened upon them, I think, more than anything. But I mean, they're already said that they're not going to be suspending anybody, but they're going to be giving out a lot of warnings about what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just going to be a slap on the wrist for that anymore, I think.
Yeah.
You think so? Just because of how prominent gambling is?
Yeah, I think so. I think that. I mean, it's kind of like the whole acceptance of marijuana too. I mean, there's a lot of things there. It used to be. Now, you know, we'll have to talk a little bit about, you know, what happened with Morant with the gun again.
Oh, Jesus, John Morant.
You know, and it's are you making a big deal out of nothing or are you making a big deal out of something? you know.
At this point, he's been warned, and now it's a pattern of behavior that's probably going to end up getting someone in his inner circle or himself killed, whether or not it's by, you know, friendly fire or just the perception that he's always carrying a gun. I mean, it's he's going to screw up something big.
And somebody's going to mess with him at some point.
And because of it, you know, they see that he's taking a heater everywhere he goes. It's just a terrible idea.
Well, and I mean, I think people are they're trying to make it a big, you know, deal and racial and all this other stuff. But there is a code in the NBA about this kind of stuff, and he's not following it. And that's the problem. It's not the fact that he has a gun, because, I mean, Jesus, they showed, who was it from the Denver Broncos, chased down some sort of animal and killed it. And people were up in arms about that. But he wasn't doing anything more than what any other hunter in the area was doing. You know, and this kid's carrying a gun, just like a lot of other kids his age, and they're trying to get their likes on Instagram and whatever else. Yeah, but
you're brandishing it everywhere you go.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
What I don't get is as a law enforcement, you know, aspect of it, I now know that every time that I see that guy, you know, or if I'm coming up and I'm a fan, hey, oh crap, all right, I know this dude's got a gun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I know he probably doesn't make the best decisions. So now am I bootlegging one when I'm going up and asking for a driver's license? That's only going to end up bad too.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just a terrible, terrible idea.
Well, and this could
cost him his career, right?
It could. It really could. Yeah. One of the teachers.
Better friends. That aren't
big time
recording everything.
Right.
Yeah. That's what was kind of bush.
That's a problem.
By his buddy.
Like, I mean, what do you think the percentage of all professional athletes that carry a weapon on them?
Carry?
Oh,
very, very low. I bet it's a single
low.
Digit.
I would say under 10.
I think that, but I think their entourages carry them a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If we're talking people in their inner circle or in their group, now we're probably talking more 50 percentile. But I think the ones that get it, they're just family guys. They're just going to the you know, the ball field, the practice field, whatever, and going home.
Well,
professionals, hence the name. But
yeah, one of my good friends who's an African American, he's like, he goes, the problem here is that, you know, you're trying to change a perception about young black athletes, and you're not doing anything to make it better. You know, this is what people already assume about you, and you're going to go ahead and confirm that, and you're going to wonder why the younger kids behind them are going to be the same way, and why we can't control certain athletes, and why we have all this hopping around, you know, in the college ranks and everything else. You know, nobody's happy in the same place, but then they also want to have their persona. And are those personas positive to the younger generations as we move forward?
Well, the answer is tremendously. Was that, did it go down crooked or what, Travis?
Oh, that was cold.
Okay? All right.
That was cold.
Yeah. Chris, I don't understand, you know, and it's been going on. This isn't a new phenomenon.
No,
I mean, Plaxico Burress, you know,
he shot himself.
Yeah, he crossed over, went to a night.
He would cheddar bob himself on himself. Leg. Yeah,
which is illegal. I don't know.
Right.
Was Ja in when he got that video was taken? I don't know if he was in Memphis. So
I don't know.
He was.
I don't know.
He was in Tennessee. Is he licensed or registered? Was he? So maybe he was in South Carolina.
Wherever
he was at.
Yeah.
So is he registered in that state to have a firearm? Is he registered in that state to conceal carry?
I believe they said he is.
To conceal carry as well?
Yeah. I think he had a license for all the above. But it still doesn't make this better. You know.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make it better. I mean, it's still, you're still talking about league rules, and you're also just talking about, I don't know, ethics, I guess. You know, what are you trying to, I mean, you know, I remember Charles Barkley said years ago, I'm not a role model. Well, that's a load of horse shit. Okay. If you're profiting off these kids buying your stuff, then yeah, you are a role model. And do you want them to act like you do? You know, I don't know. It's an interesting dichotomy, because, you know, on one end, you're trying to be the best athlete you can be and make as much money as you can. And the other part of it is who are you trying to please, yourself, or are you trying to please others?
And eventually, like I said, I've never been a 23-year-old professional athlete that had millions of dollars in the bank.
Right.
I know my decision-making would be poor, Be poor very, very often, but I can guarantee it wouldn't be carrying around a gun.
Right.
And oh, hell no.
As somebody that, you know, I carried around a gun for a living, you know, mm-hmm. being in the military, and I never, ever concealed carry because then I knew there was always a gun near me.
Right.
And, you know, some people view it as their security blanket. For me, it just looked like it was just another thing that could hurt me or other people.
Right.
So it's a tool. And if you're using it as a toy, you're going to get bit. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to him.
Yep.
A little concerning. So
it is very concerning.
But speaking of the jumping around, Chris, we got to talk just a little bit about Colorado. Is Deion Sanders going to get fired before the season? Or do you think this is all going to plan?
Do you think this is all going to plan? Oh, I think so. I mean, who was it the other day that said this was the same playbook he used when he went to Jacksonville State? I mean, he basically cleared everybody out and then started bringing in who he wanted to bring in. You know, is it ethical? Who knows? I mean, there's a lot
of
other
crazy... Any of this ethical with the transfer portal? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the transfer portal has basically clouded everything. And, you know, you either have to be a fan of Deion or you're not. And if you're not, then you're not going to be playing for him. And right. I think he's made that painfully clear.
You got to be just as big a fan of Deion as Deion is.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And if you're not believing in what he's doing, he bought himself
a big fancy truck the other day.
Yeah, Deion being Deion.
Yeah,
I think they're opening the season with TCU and they're 21 point dogs.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get the shit kicked out of them.
I'm not sure what the over under is on their wins. But
I think we said three or four. I'm gonna say four and a half.
Mm-hmm. If it's four and a half, I'd have to look at the schedule, but I think I might take the over on that.
They're not winning more than four games.
Okay. I don't see them winning more than four games, not in the Pac-10. So, I mean, he's going to get a lesson in his own. I mean, it's one thing to coach in the Jacksonville League, you know, Jacksonville State League, but to come into the Pac-12 and think that you're going to go in and destroy people right off the bat when half your team just left and you don't have all those scholarship players that you're supposed to have, I don't see them doing that.
I don't either. It depends who they get in the portal, but they're going to lose to TCU, UCLA, USC, Oregon. That's mm-hmm. already four.
Yeah.
Cal. And I think they play in Cal. They'll lose to Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not going
to. Yeah, I mean,
so you take the under? You guys are taking the under?
Under four and a half.
I'll take the under. Yeah, Jacob? I'll take the under.
As a gambler?
I'm going over. We're going over.
I'm going over too.
I'm going over. I think he makes a bowl game.
Oh my God.
What's the payout on that if they make a bowl game?
Low fucking level. He might be playing like December 9th, but I think he makes the bowl game.
Yes. I don't know. I don't see that.
Dude, is there a lineup?
That's pretty bold.
Jacob, do you know if there's a lineup? There's got to be a lineup for that if Colorado makes a bowl game.
Yeah.
I'd put some action on that if you're that sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a big payout. Sure.
I'm not betting the house if they go over.
I just want to be a little different.
So, speaking of odds, let's get the PGA Championship, which is going to be at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Actually, I think it's Pittsford, New York. But the betting favorite, there's two at the top. And it's not going to be any shocker to you guys. John Rahm and Scotty Scheffler are
not shocked.
Not shocked
at all, right?
Nope.
Before we get too far down in the odds, this golf course, long and straight is always going to win, but I think this one is probably more about your approach shot and the iron play. They've redone this golf course since the last time we saw it, which I think the last time we would have saw it would that have been Duffner?
Yeah, it has to be.
Like when he went there. So
They showed him and then some dude back. The picture looked like the '90s. So. It had to be Duffner last time.
So, Duffner, before he lost the old lady to Tiger on the side? Anyway, yes. Doesn't matter. So, the guy that I want to pick, he's in the top 10, and it's basically just for his play this year. But the other one that I can't help but think would play well here, I don't even see him on here. Morikawa's got to be – okay, he's plus 3,300. So he's down a little bit, you know, not nearly the top where, you know, it's +750 and +750 for Scotty Scheffler and John Rahm. But I'm going to go ahead and say Tony Finau is my pick. I think he's going to carry it over. And
I was wondering if somebody was going to pick him. Yeah.
I was going to, fucker.
Well, say it. I'm not all – you and Tony aren't on exclusive basis. You can jump in.
Yeah.
I like Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Tony can handle it.
He was legit going to be my pick.
Yeah. What about you, Jacob?
I'm going Homa.
All right. That's a pretty solid one, actually.
That was actually who I was thinking about.
I got him for the U.S. Open right now. I've already said that for a while. He's my U.S. Open pick, though, for sure.
Is he really?
Yeah.
It just seems so weird to me to talk about the PGA in May.
May.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It just feels off a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't want to even say my dark horse because he couldn't be a dark horse. But Colin Morikawa, I just think I'm guessing a top 10 or maybe even a top 5 out of him just because of his irons play. Mm-hmm. You know, and this place is going to be predicated on you being able to shape the ball a little bit. And yep. His iron play is always top notch.
It's about like mine.
Is it now?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the only similarities are that you play TaylorMade's.
Yeah. Yeah. If you play.
That's it.
I'm supposed to on Saturday.
But the, let's see, at +2000 is Brooks Koepka and DJ is +2500. So they're in the top 10 and they're, you know, live guys. Do you guys give any love to the live guys in the PGA?
I'll only give it to, or at this point, I'll give it to Koepka because I think he's the most talented of the group.
Even though DJ just won this last week on,
I don't give a shit about DJ. In Tulsa. I really don't. Yeah, in Tulsa that had nobody there.
Playoff.
Yeah.
Patrick Reed.
Oh, screw him too. God, I can't stand that guy. I hope he finishes last.
Hey, did you see? It's +4,000 for Homa.
Yeah.
And Patrick Reed, I did see him on here. Yeah, Patrick Reed is +9,000.
Oh, I thought he'd be even money.
Oh boy.
He's
trying to irritate me.
Yeah, he's not even in the top
30. Trying to irritate me.
And then Bryson DeChambeau. Actually, have you guys seen DeChambeau lately?
Yeah, he's kind of changed. He's changed a little bit again.
Out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to matter for him, but.
Did you see what DJ said in an interview about his back injury earlier this year? He said he went to pick up a kid, a really big kid, and put him in their bed and hurt his back. So he's picking up his wife, putting her in bed, mm-hmm. hurt his back.
Yeah, that's what I'm going and with.
He laughed about it.
Is that – hold on. He's actually said he was moving his wife?
He said I was moving a kid, a really big kid, because his actual kids aren't that big.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So he's picking up a really big kid, and it hurt my back.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought
if you're gonna hurt your back, that ain't a bad way.
Yeah, no. I don't know about that. Yeah,
that was funny.
So there's some guys on here that I think have zero shot at this, and looking at their numbers, it's kind of comical that you could throw, let's say, Aaron Wise +40,000, right? Nick Hardy. Ooh.
I don't even know these people.
There's Zach Johnson +5,000.
Oh my God. Why is he even in the field? This is not a course built for him. Jesus.
Kevin Kisner +75,000.
That guy's never going to win a major. Get the hell out of here.
Jeez, hater.
Oh, hey, I got a question. Is Spieth a withdrawal? Is he a medical withdrawal for his wrist on this?
Well, they said he's on for tomorrow morning.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Mm hmm. So,
because he withdrew last week, right? I think he probably just didn't want to play that.
I have a feeling that's what it was.
Okay. Jordan Spieth, yeah, is +4,500. Last I'd heard, he was a withdrawal. But,
yeah.
You know, if it.
Yeah, no, that was watching the coverage today, and they have him on for what, 8:30 tomorrow?
Okay.
So he's in.
Well, that's we'll just go back to the live one a little bit. I was listening to another show this morning. And they were talking about the course conditions at the course that they, this event had been at in Tulsa this last week. And they were to be, they were unkind to the superintendent. I'll just say that.
Right.
Bunch of haters.
And you know, it's a, yeah, it's a bunch of PGA type guys, but they literally said they were laying sod like the week before the tournament.
Wow. And
in the super's defense, which they brought up too, was they didn't even know that they were going to be hosting it until, you know, shortly before the event actually happened.
Why so did they have a, did they get kicked out of another place?
I don't,
or?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that like another one that would be in that same general area would be Southern Hills. And they told them to pound sand. There's no way you're fucking coming here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nobody in the America, nobody in the Americas are welcoming these guys much.
No. And there was, I just heard this earlier today. The commissioner of the PGA was, they were looking at the AT&T replacement sponsor, which was Raytheon. And they turned down the lead sponsorship when Raytheon wanted it because they
they have ties
amongst other things. They make missiles and they were selling them to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow.
So I, that's, if that's well, not they also telling, said they, 'cause you're actually turning money down now.
Yeah. And they also said that the LIV guys are stopping, they're stopped talking about the ratings. Because they were doing pretty good in Australia, but they came here and the, and of course the ratings weren't well in this country anyway. But now that they're here in the country playing, they're even worse. I mean, they're just another, not getting.
Another part of the Tulsa one was, you know, it went to a playoff. If you got a notification on your phone or whatever saying, hey, they're in a playoff, and you clicked on the CW to watch it, chances are you did not get to watch it. They is right at the scheduled time they ended. And it went to Family Feud or Fanny or whatever it was.
And that probably got, better ratings.
The other thing that they were talking about this, the golf course they were at in Tulsa, which I can't remember the name of. They said that at the end of the driving range, which was too short for PGA players, there was a burnout house at the end of the driveway or at the, at the end of the driving range. So you're literally in a professional event. And you're hitting, and they were talking about how loud the music was. And they were like, yeah, music is blaring. And it, you know, it's kind of like a scene out of Caddyshack, which is what they're going for.
Right.
But you can't tell me that the AT&T wasn't trying to do that. If you watched it, the 17th hole, which is a par three, it looked almost exactly like 16 at Scottsdale.
Right. Yep. Yeah. They're all trying to go for that now.
Yeah. They did not pull it off.
No.
It wasn't loud and ruckus. And, you know, the proximity to the college and just the general atmosphere in Arizona is a little bit different than the Dallas setting, but so anyway, what else we got, guys?
Hey, so did you hear about the US Open qualifier down in Springfield on Monday?
The guy shot a 62 and then he
DQ'd himself.
Yep.
Fix an aeration.
No way.
Shows there's still honor among thieves.
Well, who was it? Do you know?
No, he plays for Illinois.
Yeah, he's an Illinois golfer, and he repair a mark
aerification hole.
Aerification.
Oh, that's right.
You know how them grounds crew are. They usually don't.
Man, and we were just trying to like we just bagged on the superintendent, and now why are they playing a qualifier on a course that had just aerified?
Well, I guess they.
That's a great question.
Earlier, but it hadn't healed yet with all the weather down there.
Okay, I could see that because it was.
I guess I could see that.
What I'm guessing is it wasn't like there was holes everywhere. I'm guessing maybe on the outside edge, and he maybe fixed it a time or two, and then at the end realized that they were aeration.
Yeah.
Because
man, that would be tough.
He shot a 62. I mean, he was obviously
on aerified greens.
Fucking well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they must have rolled somewhat true.
Yeah.
So
wow, man.
That's what I'm thinking what happened was the greens were, you know, nice, whatever, but just on the edge, maybe there's a few holes that he ended up fixing.
Man, that's so a thought, bummer. Man, is he going to try to do another regional qualifier or is that his only shot?
I think signups
are a lot of them go on at the same day, like in different regions.
Yeah.
They only have like a month's worth. They have like almost every day, but they're all over the place. But I think you already have to be signed up.
Yeah. Damn. I think his only hope would be get a sponsor exemption and win a damn tournament.
Right.
Well, yeah, so, but I don't know if you can get into the U.S. Open on a sponsor exempt, can you?
Well, no, I'm saying sponsor exemption if he were to get into a tournament
for
into a regular some tournament, and then win it. You know, that could say that the winner gets to go to the US Open. I think that would be his only chance.
He might.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of exemptions, we were just talking about Bryson DeChambeau, right? Well, he won the US Open, so he's going to have 10-year exempt for the US Open. But the other majors, he had a 5-year exemption, so he's only really got 2 years left.
Yeah.
So if he decides to stay the live route or the, you know, however else he's going to make his money, he's only got 2 years to play in the majors, unless he obviously if he wins one of these majors,
right?
Then his clock starts over again.
I don't see him winning any.
I don't either. Yeah. But yeah, I think he's kind of come to the realization that he's done.
Yeah, he did some things to himself physically that I don't know if he'll ever recover from any of that.
You know, I did see that Phil Mickelson is in the field this week.
Yep.
That's my dark horse right there.
I actually think he's probably going to play pretty well.
Yeah, he was actually walking with Morikawa the other day.
Him and Patty Reed are going to be top.
Shut up.
No.
Say it again.
He was saying Patrick Reed's going to be a top 10.
Oh, yep. No. Oh, Jacob.
Both of them.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Wow.
You are nuttier than squirrel shit, dude.
On that note. Hey, so any chance you guys are getting together with us on Sunday?
I'm out of town, remember?
Oh, yeah. You're going up north, aren't you? Jacob, what are you doing on Sunday?
I'm golfing, but it's got to be down here.
Oh.
And we're golfing at noon.
Yeah, the old vehicle is not getting out of town. Oh,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. I get to invest in a
weekend away from my kids. So,
I mean, you're going to struggle through the weekend away from your kids, right?
Yeah, we'll say that.
We'll say that. That's a good dad. That's a good dad. That's a good dad right there.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up. And I'll see you tomorrow, Chris, Travis. Yeah,
absolutely.
Jacob?
Yeah.
We have to go get we need to get our match in.
Yeah, we need to get that thing scheduled.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And I'm talking Travis. I'm talking at you.
We need to do the beer one first.
I'm good with whatever. We can do them back-to-back days. We probably need to go with the milligrams first.
Yeah.
We should do that back-to-back nines. Wow.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
That could take a couple of months for you guys to recover from that shit.
How about this? One player does the edibles, the other one drinks the beer.
Oh,
so me and Travis were huge.
Oh, then we're golden.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Oh, my Lord Almighty.
I think it's probably got to be me and Travis.
Oh, I'd be golden, man.
I'll throw this out there. Or me and Jacob will both do the milligrams and you guys will do the beer.
I don't drink beer.
Yeah, see, I don't really drink beer either, but
me neither.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're
gonna have to work on that one. Speaking of beer, looking forward to the 50 milligram one though.
I'll do 50 milligrams and 4 Captain and Cokes, and I'll be good.
Wow.
Really?
Dude, come on.
That's the normal scene.
And Jesus.
All right, guys.
All right, see you. Yep.
Later.
He one hopped the fence tonight.
Nice.
Dig the long ball.
He must get all that athleticism from his mother.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Go shower and stuff, and I'll be done. And I'll make him. Okay. Go. Bye. No, he does not get it from his mom.
Sensitive subject. Sensitive subject.